Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your girl, the why and why not, because we can't hide to do. God is good when, all the time. When in doubt, you pray it out. Yes, you chilling with your girl, the why today. And we in the palace, baby. We at the mansion today. Look here, it's Friday. I hope you don't mind. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Or should I say, in 30 or 40 more minutes, baby, it's going to be afternoon. Okay, in some areas of the world, baby, it's afternoon time. All right, now, it can go both ways for either or. Now, listen, I want to say we praying for those today. Mother Nature is acting really nasty out here. Okay, y'all know it's getting ready to be, what, October. All right, we got the hurricanes out there. We are sending our prayers. I do. I want to send out prayers to our people in Florida. You know, ooh, baby, that hurricane is showing its ass. I told y'all Mother Nature is not any joke. She don't play. Y'all know she don't play. I know it. You know it. We all know it. Now, listen, God is good, ain't it? All the time. That's why I said, listen, I'm calling all my prayer warriors out. Okay, to pray for those people. The lights and everything is out. It's cold. It's windy. Have y'all been, listen, going on social media. They covering it from coast to coast. Every news line has this hurricane on it. Listen, let's talk about it now. Listen, the reason why I'm sending out so many prayers. Listen, shit, this shit is scary. Now, I don't know how it was last year. Let me start off by saying that I don't know how the storm was last year. Let me tell y'all something. But listen here, y'all Florida people, listen here. I don't know how the storm was last year. I want to say this again just in case the people in the back didn't hear me correctly. I don't know how the storm was last year, but let me tell you Florida people something. Y'all a cold piece. Y'all a rare breed. Let me tell y'all something. I couldn't be up in there. I was scared to death, y'all, just looking at it on my phone or either just looking at it on TV. I was scared to death. It's so much shit going on. And they like, don't watch the news. Don't look at stuff like that because it'll freak you out, baby. Yes, it will. Okay? It'll freak you out. Because, listen, the Pacific Coast was gone. One man walked out to his backyard and said, y'all, allegedly, we're going to say allegedly because, you know, we ain't got time to get sued because I ain't got nothing they can have. I'm blue collar. Okay? What kind of collar is you? Why? We blue collar up in here. You understand me? Now, listen. One man went out to his backyard where it's normally a big-ass ocean, and the ocean was gone. Wasn't nothing there but the bottom of the ocean. Green grass seaweed. Green grass seaweed. That's scary. Couldn't find out that the motherfucking Gulf of Mexico is going all up in Florida and all that stuff. You know, that ocean went up over there. Now, here's the thing that behooves the fuck out of me, as then Mr. Fleet would say at this particular point in time. You understand me? This is the motherfucking part that behooves the fuck out of me. What behooves me is, okay, y'all got the ocean in y'all backyard. Some of y'all got the ocean inside your house. And in Florida, let me calm down. I'm scared for these people. I love these people. Y'all rare. Y'all rare breed. Because some of y'all said, I ain't leaving my home. I'm not leaving my house. I built this house from the ground up. I have all my family memorabilias up in there. I've got things from when Jimmy was 5 and he graduated from little preschool or kindergarten or whatever. So be it or whatever it must be. Right. We got all that. We got his prom pictures. You know, we got the pictures where he, you know, became a man. You understand me? All them little corny little things. We got his socks, his footprints from when he was born. You know how y'all do. You know, y'all Caucasians keep every motherfucking thing, just like us urbans. We keep every motherfucking thing. The bracelets from the hospital. I still got that, not for my daughter, but my granddaughter. She's 6. We got those. You know, I done lost my shit somewhere in a scuffle. You know, right. Because every good hustler got to go. We can't stay place too long because you got, right. You got to be able to build yourself a home. Okay? And that's what I was doing. Now, listen, but y'all, you know, Y'all keep that paraphernalia. So people was like, I'm not leaving my home. So the ocean is in y'all backyard. Babe, it's scary. And then y'all know Florida got them alligators and things, and people is showing them motherfuckers right in their house. Listen, the alligator, the man said he woke up. Okay, because that's the downstairs. Thank God for a two-story. Y'all must have been thinking when y'all was making that two-story, like, what if the ocean come up in here? You understand me? So somebody, two or three, it looked like a group of y'all got two stories to thank God. You should have built it on steel. But anyway, so the man come downstairs to grab him a breakfast. He looking eye to eye with an alligator. The motherfucker eyes was black, scared me to death. He must have been asleep because, you know, they got the eyes on top of the eyes and shit like that. So he was able to jump back up before the real eye saw his motherfucking ass. You know, I was scared to death. Baby, they got a big ass, what's that? Look like it was a whale galloping down the main street because wasn't no water on it. So he had to, you know, bounce his way to where, or a big ass seal, a big ass sea lion. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's so scary. I said, oh my God, I would cry. And because that's scary as hell. Okay, listen, ain't that what a tsunami allegedly was or something? I don't know. But whatever it is, that, baby, that's some scary stuff to experience. And my prayer goes out to anybody who may have lost a family member in that. Okay, for real. What's going on in Texas? Is something going on in Texas? My prayer goes out to them as well. You know, with the storm and everything. Mother Nature come once a year, baby. And when she comes, She come in walking, right. She come in walking for real. And she walks really hard on everybody. Let me shit on them. Right. And she does every year. So my condolences to anybody who may have lost their life in these storms and decided that they wasn't going to leave because their house and their valuables was more important. Oh, you had them type of people. You understand me? They'll be like, okay, the sea is coming. Okay, we do know that. But she gonna leave. Right. We got them type of people. No, ain't no kiki. You know, that's some serious shit. You gotta think about it. That shit is so scary. Oh, my goodness. So our prayer goes out to y'all in that situation. Okay, we need to be getting some state of emergency things going on, you know, over there. All right, y'all be careful. I suggest no traveling right now. You know, I'm just suggesting it from me to you, no traveling, because everybody's shit, the weather is a little shaky. You know, Mother Nature might reach up and grab your ass out of the sky because she fired up right now. Okay, oh, she don't want nobody to move because she's screaming. That's the kind of shit that got your baby daddy to come in. So I suggest y'all do not move. Don't go nowhere right now. You know, go on and let Florida, go on and let that sink in and let that situation, you know, pan out. You know, go on and let Mother Nature do her shit over there in Texas and everything and in Florida, you know. Right. I suggest that because that's scary, y'all. Those tropical storms be the worst storm, don't they? Ooh, that's why I just visit people. I just visit people. Mm-mm, I don't live there because it's scary. I couldn't do it. My nerves would be so bad. And then they tell you to evacuate. That's the extra scary stuff. And those of you who don't, baby, y'all some ride. I told you, I said, I'm giving homage to the rare breed. Baby, y'all a rare breed. Y'all said, we're not going nowhere like that. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna have to really move us in the whole house. And she did. Did y'all see that shit? Along the boat things, you know, the pier and all of those over there with them yachts and shit was moved to like paper. I'm gonna move this one and put this one over there. And I'm gonna move this one and put them in there. She was really upset, like somebody really slept with her baby daddy or something. Every year she come in with such force. Okay, listen, today is Friday. All right, we done made it. Okay, y'all ought to be happy. Tell God thank you. We done made it. We're here to see another day. I love y'all. We're here to see another day. And I want to say to you, thank you for supporting me. Thank you for having my back. Thank you for just being there for me. I appreciate you. You know what I mean? Yeah. You got to tell your people, listen, because we're a company, a family, us, a family, a squad, right. So you got to tell your people how you appreciate them, how you know without you, there's no me. Of course. Oh, but of course. We done went through, okay, a lot, and we done talked about a lot. Okay, and we're going to keep talking about a lot. I'm still trying to figure out. I need to start looking at it myself. Matter of fact, I'm going to have Zaddy look into it because he seems to like this little politic type of thing, you know. So I'm going to try to see what type of candidates we got up out here. You know, it's time for us to try to start trying to change our situation. You know, see what type of congressman we got up in here. Let's start switching shit around. Listen, they're still sending money, our money, taxpayers' money, taxpayer, hardworking people money overseas. It's not fair. You still haven't took care of your backyard. The homeless still doesn't have housing. We are still hungry out here on these streets. Okay, so to me, actions speak louder than words. To me, we still haven't fulfilled the promise that we have made to Americans. We are still suffering. Okay, now listen, at some point in time, I'm just saying, is it just me or is it everybody else? Listen, let's just be real. At some point in time, okay, you got to stop and think. Because listen, y'all, they still fighting over there. How long is this war? Huh? How long are we going to keep donating to a war that we ain't got shit to do with? I'm just asking. That money could be used for us, Americans. It can go to funding to help the homeless, to help the elderly, to help us get more vaccines out here. People are still dying, people. I don't know where y'all think. What y'all think? What y'all thinking? I don't know what y'all thinking. People are still dying. Okay, Americans still need things, all right? No copyrights to any music you might hear in the background today. You know what I mean? Really, our elderlies are still going. Our children are going. We need funding for mental health, all right? We are starting, some of us are starting to lose our shit. Depression is hard. We fighting demons every fucking day. We could use an extra motherfucking hand. We could use a little help. Okay, who wouldn't want to come and fucking talk to somebody? You know what I'm saying? A couple days out the week. Just to get some shit off your mind. It's stressful living in this motherfucker today. It's stressful being an American in this motherfucker today. Especially by being black in this motherfucker today. I'm just saying, even being motherfucking Americans is hard in this motherfucker today. Can we get some counseling? Okay, mental health, it goes a long motherfucking way. We're so sensitive about shit. We need to talk about that sensitivity about shit. We still need help too. And here we're donating to a war that we have nothing to do with. Matter of fact, we are still suffering from that war, okay? Our gas prices are going the fuck up. I can't even afford to go the fuck down the street. What the fuck? What the fuck? $6 of some change? A motherfucking gallon now? Can I go down the fucking street? That's why I say it's hard being an American, especially living in the city. If you're living in the city in America, it's fucking hard. Not saying anywhere else it's not. It's hard everywhere for us now, Americans. I love y'all. I'm just telling the truth. We need help with shit. Okay? All right? In some homes, the father's not there. Mothers need extra push. Listen, black women, we need to watch our surroundings. It's still not safe, ladies. This is for everyone, Okay, please note, I'm talking to the girls in the back as well. Listen, ladies, it's not safe to go out by yourself anymore. We know you big baller, shot caller, and you can do this. Of course you can. It's not safe anymore. And I'm going to be the first one to tell you, your girl, the why and why not, because she can and she will, and it's not safe anymore. It's not safe, baby. It's not safe, G. Gina, it's not safe, all right? Okay, we got men out here waiting on you. They waiting on you. It's a sexual world, okay? They ready to sell. They sell body parts in you and organs and shit now. Oh, it, shit just got real. It's been real. Open up your eyes and maybe you can see. This is a real fucking evil city out here sometime. Watch your surroundings. Never go by yourself. Because listen, they working in three-man gangs now. You know what I'm saying? The sex traffickers is working in 5 and 6 man gangs now and with women there as well. You think you're running up to a woman to get help and support? She's not there to help and support you. She's there to make sure you, the package, which is you, get delivered to the motherfuckers, which is them, so they can get paid. It's an evil world. Folks is hungry out here. Okay, listen here. I want to touch on some shit too about, you know, the rapper. Not he wasn't a rapper. The R&B singer that passed away, you know, that got killed in L.A. Our condolences to his family as well. And we want to say, listen, we apologize for anything negative that may have been said here about baby mama. I don't recall saying anything, baby mama, but even though everybody owe her apology, and I'm going to start right here. I'm just going to start right here. I don't even remember what I said, but even if I did, even if I didn't, or even if I did, we apologize, baby. We apologize, baby girl. You see how we assume so much, and it wasn't even that. It wasn't even nobody in her entourage. It wasn't her. It wasn't nobody. It was some motherfuckers waiting outside. It was evil waiting outside lurking. Watch your surroundings. You see what I'm talking about? Evil lurking, and they work in packs, allegedly. Ain't no allegedly. We see it. It's all on the news. But, you know, I'm just saying allegedly because I'm blue collared. You understand me? I'm blue collared. Okay. If you're blue collared, make sure that you are. If you're blue collared, you might become a store. If you're blue collared, you see what I'm saying? So I got to make sure I keep my ass straight, y'all. You know, we owe that little young lady, that beautiful queen, an apology. For all of you who thought she posted it and that's how the man got killed and this and that. No, wasn't none of that there. Okay? They was watching them probably from the time they even stepped in there with the gold and everything, allegedly. My condolences, beautiful. Yeah, y'all owe her apology. A lot of y'all were talking crazy. So those of you who were talking crazy, y'all owe that beautiful queen a motherfucking apology and a condolences at the same time. Boy, let me win this lottery. I'm going to show you how to be like, I'm sorry. I'm going to give you a motherfucking I'm sorry. Okay, let me get a quarter. Okay, can somebody help me out? Where is my friend? All right, Catherine, where is my friend? You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Everybody start with yourself. If you know you said something fucked up, an apology would be nice. Start right there. Simple. Something simple. Simple is always good. You understand me? Take your hater motherfucking hat off and put your big girl drawers or your big boy draw, because fellas talk us worse as women. Fellas, ooh, don't spill the tea on them bitches. They is coming worse than women, ain't they, with the shits? Oh, they are. Oh, they really are. And they real rough with it, too. Stop it. We are women. We are girls, Damon. Oh, you know, sometimes you... Right. That was the perfect line. Sprinkle it on them. Sprinkle. I'm telling you, listen. I said it. And y'all need to follow suit. It's just as simple as that. Ladies, watch your surroundings. It's not safe to go out there by yourself. And they mad at us anyway. We are getting attacked, ladies. We are getting attacked by random men. Watch your surroundings. Have you something to protect yourself, whether it be mace or, you know, a little 44 in the face, whatever it may be. I don't condone violence. Neither do I condone violence against me. You see what I'm saying? Right. So, ladies, always keep something, you know, to protect yourself, because it's really hard for us out here, okay? It's not safe. It's too many random attacks. Ladies, be careful who you invite into your home. Okay? Mr. Harvey always say, do the Google searches, and I recommend that as well. I am not a stranger to a Google search. I will Google search your ass in 3.4 seconds. Luckily, I didn't have to do that this time. God had another plan. Okay? And I'm so happy for it. Okay, we'll talk about it. You know how we do. We a company, a family, a squad, baby. And you are chilling in a mansion with your girl. Why and why not? Because we can. We are manifesting. Okay, jiggly, baby. Go ahead, baby. Right, we manifesting. You just go ahead and manifest it. Yes, I will, and I did. You know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. It's Feel Good Friday today, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens. You are to do anything that will make you feel good today. Don't hang around motherfuckers who hate to see you coming. Mm-mm. No, that brings on problem. That brings on negative energy. We don't need that. We need positive energy today. Nothing but love. Because it's Feel Good Friday. Woosah, come on in for it. Breathe in. Breathe out. Come on, motherfuckers in the back. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now, if you hanging with a motherfucker that got to have you breathe in and breathe out, you with the wrong motherfucker. You understand me? The only way you will deal with that, they have to pay me. That would have to be a J-O-B, you understand me? Because I'm not going to endure your negative energy for free, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, please watch yourself. Those of you who's out here taking care of your kids and doing what you're supposed to do, I can give big ups to you. I appreciate you. I thank you. I give honor to you for doing what you got to do. Fathers, oh, they are some. We got some cool fathers out there. We got some cold daddies out there, ladies. Listen, it is some good black men out there. You just got to, listen, you just got to wiggle out the mess. Once you start asking the real simple questions, they simple for us, but they hard for them. And the only reason why they hard for them is, number one, they don't got it. Number two, they're narcissists. They don't got it. And number three, they just don't got it. Well, you need to just ask a few simple questions and it'll get half of these narcissists off your back. You won't get no dirty bombs if you just start off by simple questions. Easy ones like, right. Like, do you have your own house? Your own house, not roommate, not sharing, not shacking up. You know, yours. You know, with your name on the lease. Just you and you. Right. Then you go by, boom, you say this. Do you have a job? Because ain't nothing worse than you taking care of man unless you want to. And I couldn't imagine that, but we have the cougars who already have their shit together and all they want is companionship. And fellas, that's a job too. If that sounds like you, if you meet those requirements, then you need to be with a cougar. That's somebody who don't mind taking care of you. But that ain't the real life, because a man needs to be a goddamn man. So, ladies, make sure he have his own job. Okay, number three, simple things. You got a car, your own car. Is the license plate and everything up to date? Your tags up to date? Okay, right. No, you got to ask questions. What's the year of your car? You only asking that because you ain't got time to be riding no bucket. And here you is in a 17, 18 or something. And he coming with a 19 something. And y'all always breaking down the street. No, that's embarrassing for who? Both of us. So sometimes you just got to recommend shit that work, you know, appliances that work. Even if they have an apartment, you'd be like, what's in your apartment? Do you have a microwave? Preferably a refrigerator. I would love if I came in that motherfucker and you have the essentials like a toilet. You know, you got to ask questions. Does your shower work? Okay. Right. You got to ask certain questions, you know, when you're dating. And you do. These are common sense questions, for real. Who do you live with? Or who lives with you? You know, you got to be specific with these fellas because they like to act real crafty. Fellas, you got to be specific with these women. You can't bring them home no more on the first date. Baby, you better get to know Patricia. okay? Because sometimes these women come with a whole agenda, okay? And you probably thought you picked her all the while, buddy boy. She had already picked you. You got to be careful who you bring in your circle. You got to be careful who you bring around you in your family, okay? Kids included. That's important. That's who you are protecting. So you can't, you know, you can't be up here lusting and not giving a fucking. You see what I'm saying? Because everybody get hurt once that happens. All right? You got to be more considerate. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to take her somewhere or you want to bring her home the first night, you better take her to a telly. You better get robbed up in there. Don't bring her home to your house. You know, sometimes you just got to tell y'all flat out, you know, y'all will listen. Y'all be mad for a minute, but y'all will listen. You know what I'm saying? Quit going over these females' house you don't know on the first day neither. That's another setup tactic. And then they'll tell you, I'll be right back. I got to go to the store. Or I'll be right back. I'm going in the room or something, you know. And then you got five or six fellas running up the stairs. Y'all fellas better start using common sense. It's not nice out here anymore. Okay, this is not the olden days, baby. Okay, this that millennium generation, and they ain't going to play with you. You understand me? And watch where you go. We still got sundown stakes. I know y'all can't believe it, but yes, baby, that is still going on, okay? It is, right, you got to be careful where you go and who you go with, all right? Do your research before you guys leave. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you see something, say something. It ain't cool to keep shit quiet no more. We got little kids walking down the street by themselves, barefooted, no shoes on, no parent around. If you see something, say something. You know that's Donna's goddamn baby, the crackhead of the motherfucking neighborhood. Y'all been knowing little William been walking down the motherfucking street by himself since he was a motherfucking toddler. But yet, y'all don't say nothing. What y'all do? Y'all videotape it. That's y'all thing. Y'all don't give a helping hand. All y'all do is put a video on your hand. And that's fucking stupid. The morals, the loyalty, where is all that at? I mean, y'all ain't got no heart. Nobody gonna pick him up and take him in, feed him before you bring him back to crackhead Donna. Okay, I know the system ain't shit, but a community used to be a family, used to be a family. Y'all ain't shit now. Used to be a family. You know why it ain't shit now? Because Big Mama them gone. Big Mama them used to watch the whole community. Lil William wouldn't have never made it to the corner. He would have got two steps high to Donna house, and Big Mama would have got him, fed him, bathed him, and had him sleep till Donna came out her crackhead coma to come and go get him. And that would have been when Lil William was 18, graduating motherfucking college, and had no need for his motherfucking mama no more, because Nana, Big Mama, done already put them on the right direction. You understand me? Sometime when them elderlies be trying to tell y'all something, they not trying to tell y'all something to hurt y'all. They're trying to tell y'all something to prevent the heartbreak and the motherfucking problems y'all gonna have in the future. Y'all gonna start listening to these old schoolers once again, but we don't have them type of people. See, we got these little millennium babies. Uh-huh. We done raised the race of babies who hate the ladies. Okay, they don't want you to tell you shit. They'll kill you now. Kill you and rob you. Elderlies, please, be careful of your surroundings. Watch what you do where you go. I recommend that you don't go anywhere after dark. It's not safe. You know, depending on where you live, it's a lot of shit going on in every city. And I'm so fortunate sometime to have the information that I have. You know what I'm saying? I can't be scared to go anywhere if I need to go to make money. Of course I'm going to do that. That's because I'm going to have protection with me. But as far as going by myself, baby, y'all something else. Okay, it's a different breed out here. You got to stay prayed up. I'm telling you, y'all better learn how to talk to God. I'm telling you, he may not come when you want, but he always on time. I'm telling you, always with me, always with me, always with me. My husband, you know, has always been on time with me, has never, ever, ever steered me wrong, always kept me. I've always been kept. You can hear that in my voice. I'm a kept woman. I've been a kept woman since I was, you know, younger. I didn't know, you know, because I was young. But now, as you grow older and you see shit done happened, you know that shouldn't have happened, but it happened anyway. You know that couldn't be anybody but the man above. You understand me? So stay prayed up. Watch your surroundings. Keep your eyes on people. Don't hang with motherfuckers you know you can't trust. What is this with y'all? Some of y'all could have saved your own lives and you knew this motherfucker was dirty, but yet you still went with him. No, start listening to your mind. Don't go. Really, every action is right. Every action is going to bring a reaction. We got to be careful. Can't nobody raise your kids like you, ladies. It's important that y'all know that. You understand me? Except you are the father. You know, y'all got, we got some of these women up over here. You know, these days, some women, you know what I'm saying? I don't know any, but they say they out there. They don't even get the babies to the fathers. They try to get the babies to the stepfather. The stepfather ain't the daddy of that boy. You don't know what's going on over there. I mean, it's different, boy. Y'all a different breed around here. You understand me? Just watch your surroundings. We got another shot coming up. I was told about that. I'm dreading that. How many shots do we need to have? And when I say shots, what is this? What are we doing? We getting vaccinated? Yeah. How many vaccines do we need? I'm feeling vaxxy. You know, I don't know. I'm feeling vexy or something. I mean, how many vaccines do we need? And how many diseases are we coming out with? Y'all still killing me with the monkeypox. I am trying to stay confined. You understand me? I am trying to stay confined within myself. I don't want no monkeypox. I don't want nobody to come around me with the pox. That shit is hot. You know what I'm saying? When did that happen? Wow. I'm going to keep saying wow. You know, because I'm kind of lost. I don't know about y'all, but I am really, really kind of lost. So with that said, when you lost, take your ass down and get vaccine. That's all. Because I see some of y'all don't wear a mask. Where I work at, we are still required to wear a mask. I see y'all on the streets. Y'all don't even wear no mask. I see you. Stay 6 feet. Just stay 6 feet from me. I don't want nobody by me. And then y'all got the nerves to still be sneezing. I chew. Listen, when they be sneezing, y'all, I'm crazy. Listen here. When they be sneezing, I make it my business to look at them. Yeah. I make it my business. Because you should have on a mask. If you know you sick, put that damn mask back on. You probably got that shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. How many shots have you had? Okay, my friend asked me that the other day. He was like, Zaddy was like, how many shots you have? I'm like, damn, I don't know. Is it the point? Yeah, because if you ain't had at least four, I'm going to walk out the door. I'm like, dang, that's important. That's important, especially for our age, y'all. 50 and up, we need to be getting vaxxed. Okay, I need for y'all to feel the same way I motherfucking feel. Okay, really, really. As simple as that. You know, especially if you're going to hang around people. You know, I'm only going to get vaxxed because I know I got to chill with y'all. You know, when the universe come calling, I'm going to be ready to go. So I'm going to be ready to vax and be, you know, I'm going to be up everybody's motherfucker face. So I'm going to need that, right? Right. It's Feel Good Friday with your girl, the why and why not? Because we can, baby. Make sure you feel good today. Did I say any birthdays out there? Any birthdays? Happy birthday. Do whatever you want to do today. It's your day, okay? Any anniversaries? Oh, that's my special part, baby. I can't wait. I can't wait to have an anniversary. Oh, yeah. You better get you some business. Okay, the rain and the storms is coming. I know you're going to want to cuddle. And for those of you who didn't get y'all no cuddle up button before them storms came, I feel sorry for you. Because now you got to go at it alone. Okay, and y'all cold. It ain't nothing like having a little partner to put the little cover and everything on you. You know, y'all something else. Y'all something. And so is your girl, the why. Really, and why not? Because we can. Listen, October's coming. Next month is right around the corner. I would like to say that those of you who don't know y'all got to get them babies costumes. Okay? Or make they shit up. Whoever know how to sew. You know what? I love people who know how to work with their hands. But ladies, if you know how to sew, I love a seamstress. A designer. Baby, because they be coming with those Halloween motherfucking costumes. Y'all, I got to dress up this year and trust and please believe, I'm not going to put any thought into it. Mm-mm. As simple as 1, 2, 3, I am a security. Security, top flight. That's all I'm going to give to you, baby. That's all I'm going to give to you. You understand me? That's it. That's all. I think I have a cute little security hat. I'm going to check that out. I'm going to look for it. Okay. Yes, Halloween is coming. Going to get them kids together. Y'all know they like dressing up. Okay, they favorite little cartoon or whatever the hell they be watching, Disney. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make sure you get it together with your checks, you know, or whatever we're going to do with it. Okay, I don't know how they do it, but it is what it is. I love y'all. Enjoy y'all weekend. We finally made it to the weekend. Whoo, that was a long damn week. Go on and put your feet up. You deserve it. You deserve it. Remember, y'all, listen, practice makes perfect. You can do anything you put your mind to. Baby, you got this. Don't worry about it. Listen, you just started and God got the rest. I'm telling you, just started and God got the rest. Y'all need to stop listening to what people think about you. You know what I call that? I call that personal. When you call shit, see, it's me. I understand y'all can't be really rough like me. Okay, but you're going to learn how to, because we company, we're family, we'll squall. Squall A. You're going to learn to, you know what I'm saying? You're going to learn to chill like your girl. You're going to learn to have a little, you know, I don't care. A little, Like, I don't care what you think about me. I don't. I'm sorry. I am here to talk to you and get us some shit together. We a family. We are here to motivate each other. We are here to help each other. We are here to give positive energy, baby. We are here to love. I love you. Yeah. Yeah. We are here to get what we need from each other. Because trust and believe, every time I talk to you, family, company, squad, okay, squad, I get something. And that something is real good. That's called positive love. Okay? Love yourself. Love yourself. See, when you love yourself, you don't care about what people think about you. Let them think whatever they want. Listen, quiet as a kept, okay? Quiet as a kept, the secret about it, listen, the heave-ho about the shit is, deep down inside, they want to be you. They want to be you. They wondering why you still up doing what you're doing right now. They wondering how you still going. They wondering how you still doing how you do, doing what you do. Let the motherfuckers wonder. You just keep being you. I don't give a fuck about what nobody think about your girl. Why? And why not? Because she can. See? You see how that shit come in? You see how it come in? Because she can. Anyway, okay, have your fun. It's Friday. You do you. Do what you want to do with your day. Okay? This is a beautiful day. Enjoy it. And for those of you that, you know, might be sitting up listening to me, I love you, God got you. For our Florida people, we're going to keep prayed up for you, all right? We're going to keep praying for you. I hope everybody took heed to what they said when they were saying get everything for the floods, you know, just perishable things that you can eat and, you know, some batteries so you could charge up stuff and, you know, just simple things that, you know, we here take for granted. And I want to say I love you. Don't be scared. Hold on. Help is coming. You know what I mean? And we are definitely praying. We got to stick together as Americans. You understand me? And this is for everybody because I love everybody. You hear me? We got to stick together more as Americans. We do. We do. We really do. And this is a national emergency. And we need to get on that. Listen, I love y'all. Okay? All right? Don't forget to enjoy y'all Friday. That's all. And watch these kids. Ladies, talk to your kids. Gentlemen, talk to your kids. Fathers, talk to your kids. Mothers, talk to your kids. Ain't nothing like having a little 10-minute conversation a day. You know, as they going in and out, or as they coming in to fix a sandwich, or as they coming in to grab something to drink. See their mental state. See how they are. The suicide rate is going up. Ladies and gentlemen, please remember what you go through, your children go through too. See, grown people don't let their kids see them stress. I don't let my kids see me stress because I don't want them to stress. You see what I mean? So I keep my shit to myself. That's just how I do it. I know everybody ain't me, but I'm just trying to give you a secret. You know what I'm saying? So they can feel good. If they see mama got it and she ain't breaking, they ain't going to break in. They going to keep doing their daily routine. But if you weaken and breaking down and shit, they going to break down and shit because they going to know you ain't got it. If you ain't got your own back, they going to know you ain't got they back. So be more like the team of me. Have your own motherfucking back. Ladies, at some point in time, it's time to go back to work and make your own money. You hear me? It's time to make your own money. It's hard out here. Some fellas don't want to do what they need to do. No, they take that as tricking or something. That's because they have been misinformed. They have been taught wrong. You know what I'm saying? Bamboozled. They think they really have the solution, but they don't. Okay, that's when that mental health care comes in, that little counseling a week, or even from the OG on the streets to drop some type of knowledge. I don't even see too much of that going on no more. That's why they're so fucking sensitive. It is the truth, and the truth hurts. But black men, we love you, and black women, please be careful out here. It's a bounty on our head, and I don't know why. And yes, I'm scared. Yes, I'm scared, and I love you. That's why I remind us of that every day. Oh, yes, I do have to say that, because it's some little beautiful woman not knowing. You got to be careful of your situation, where you at, your surroundings, your town. You know what I'm saying? Your town holds secrets as well. Shit, y'all better do your history research. I'm telling you, it's some shit with, whew. We didn't know about, but now we do, huh? Due to the information on the web. Baby, that web is something, ain't it? Honey, I tell you, I love y'all. I love y'all east and west. I love all around the world. I love the whole world. Americans, I love you. I do. We something else, ain't we? Ain't nothing like us. We got style and grace, baby. For real. Ain't that great? It is. It's beautiful. Listen, love you some you. Do what you do. Enjoy your Friday. Okay? Because it's Feel Good Friday. Go on and have a margarita, baby. Because that's exactly what I'm about to do. Peace and love, y'all. Mwah. I'm out. It's your girl, the why. It's your girl, the why. Because I love you. Always. Stay prayed up. I'm telling you. Stay prayed up.